little Margaret sitting in her high hall chair, combing back her long yellow hair, saw sweet William and his new made bride riding up the road so near. She threw down her ivory comb, threw back her long yellow hair, said, "I'll go down and I'll bid him farewell, and I'll never more go there." It was late in the night, they were fast asleep. Little Margaret appeared all dressed in white, standing at their bed feet. Said, "How do you like your snow-white pillow? How do you like your sheet? How do you like that pretty fair maid laying in your arms asleep?" "Very well do I like my snow-white pillow. Well do I like my sheet. Much better do I like that pretty fair maid stands at my bed feet." He called his serving man to go saddle the dappled roan, and he rode to her father's house that night, knocked on the door alone. Said his little Margaret, "In her room, or is she in the hall?" "Little Margaret's laying in a long black coffin with her face turned toward the wall." "Unfold, unfold those snow-white robes, be they ever so fine, for I would kiss those cold lips, now I know they'll never kiss mine." Three times he kissed her cold, cold hand. Twice he kissed her cheek, and once he kissed her cold, cold lips, and then he fell in her arms asleep.